northern Thailand, the wide Mekong River is known as Mother River. It travels from headwaters in the Tibetan plains over 4,000 kilometers to the South China Sea. But this year, the river has fallen to its lowest level in decades. Julian Wright manages a guest house on the Mekong River's banks at Khon Kaen in northern Thailand. Wright says there are more sandbanks visible in the river than in past years.
Couldn't pronounce it being absolutely the lowest, but it's certainly one of the lowest I've ever seen. I seem to remember in about 1996 or 7 it being very low, but I couldn't swear which was lower. We're probably a bit lower now. I mean, what could happen is that the hopper that collects water for the town might find itself beached, and then we would have a drinking water and running water problem.
The Mekong runs through China's southern Yunnan province, through parts of Burma, Thailand and Laos, and then moves through Cambodia and Vietnam before reaching the sea. This year, the dry season in Southeast Asia has been far drier than normal, and the southern Chinese provinces of Yunnan, Jishu and Sichuan are suffering a severe drought. Over 20 million people face water shortages, with some 6.5 million hectares of crops affected. Ian Macon is an engineer and senior water resources management specialist with the Asian Development Bank.
This is about a 1 in 50 year occurrence. You know, it's about the lowest flow in the Mekong in the last 50, with a return period of about 50 years. So it's quite severe. Now, the problem comes is that the dry season, most of the people who are cropping in the Mekong Basin are using pumps, and when the water level drops further than normal, they can't let water out into their fields, and they're then struggling to keep the crop alive.
In towns, water resource officials have asked communities to conserve water. Barges and ferries normally plying the river have been forced to halt services because in some areas the river is nearly dry. And in low-lying areas in Vietnam's fertile Mekong Delta, the drought means salty ocean water can move onto farmland, damaging the soil. Environmental and rights organizations in Thailand say dams on waterways in southern China contribute to the river's low levels. The Save the Mekong Coalition, an alliance of environmental groups, criticizes China's management of the river and dams built in China. Pien Porn Dietz is a coalition spokeswoman.
So it's not the natural drought, but it also impacts from the large-scale infrastructure, which is a dam in upstream in China. And the fishermen and the farmers along the riverbank have been suffering from the change of the ecosystem of the Mekong River very much. Right. And they suspect that this is not the by season, it's not because of the dry season only, but it's also because of the way that the damming has been controlled the water flow in downstream area.
China has completed the Xiaowan hydroelectric dam, the second largest hydroelectric station in the country, on the upper reaches of the Mekong. Eight others are being built in Yunnan province. Jeremy Bird heads the Mekong River Commission, made up of Cambodia, Laos, Thailand and Vietnam. He dismisses concerns about the dams and blames the drought for the low water levels.
Looking at the flow records that we have, we see no reason to suggest that any operation of those projects upstream has made the situation worse. So it's not made the situation worse. And in fact, there's even some evidence to suggest that if those dams had not been in place, then the lower water levels may have been experienced even earlier in January.
Sensitivities over the Mekong's flows have led to talks between China and Thailand on how the dams may affect water levels. Chinese officials reject claims the dams contribute to low water levels. Early next month, China will attend a summit of leaders from Mekong River nations in Bangkok. The leaders hope to find ways to better manage the river. There are fears that rising populations will mean increased use of the Mekong for drinking water, farming, fishing and transportation. Smith Damaramasorot, head of Thailand's National Disaster Warning Center, thinks Southeast Asia may eventually face conflicts over water.
Of course, they will fight. Each country will fight for water. We will have a war, water war, in this region. And people, when they need the water, then they have need the water to drink, you know, they will fight for everything. So there will be conflict between Laos, Thai, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Cambodia. That thing gonna happen, but we have to wait and see.
In a report released this week, the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific expressed similar concerns about water security in the region. The report warns that water shortages in the region are likely to be exacerbated by climate change. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.